Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd be remiss if I didn't wish Dana Hughes a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hughes.
Happy birthday.
Guy was looking fly at the holiday party.
Boy, he looked good, didn't he?
Him and his wife, matching outfits. We know what happened to me at the holiday party. Not the best. Who the hell is that? She's not. That's your wife, isn't it? It is. Mm-hmm. All right. Sweet. Thanks, Alex. Really set me up for that one.
Well, there's only a 50% chance, right?
No. A lot of people were there, you know?
And like I'm saying, if there's a woman, there's a 50% chance she works with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
You meant like married to this random guy he was talking to or something that.
No.
Well, see, I didn't know that she worked.
Well, I'm just saying there's a 50% chance.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she either does or she...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's one or the other.
One or the other.
Yeah. Can't take Dusty anywhere, can you?
Not really. Like, literally. Nowhere. New Orleans.
They can't go there. I mean, they're still getting you on for that Uber ride. I mean,
that got brought up at the holiday party.
Yeah, glad I missed that.
Almost a year later, and Roxanne's still like, what the hell were you doing? And everybody's like, yeah, what the hell were you doing?
We hung out Friday with... what, it was Aussie, me, you, and Vip.
Yeah.
And then the start of the conversation, the bartender's like, yeah, I've got a couple kids. I live down here. And the fact was, hey, if you come back here later, I get off at 8. That's not how that works. That's not how that works, honey. I'm not Sharon Moore. God. Yeah. No, that literally true story. And then, well, then there was Sneaky Pete's? Was that the the bar?
Sneaky Pete's.
Joey Chestnut shows up. You guys want a picture? No.
No, we
don't. We want you to talk to Binkley.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Binkley. Well, we don't want a picture. You got one guy who worships the ground you walk on that would love to have a picture with you, and a bunch of us in the bar who think you're a douche. So why don't you talk to the one guy who worships you?
Mm.
No.
No, okay. I'd rather pick up on these cougars that don't have any desire to meet me.
Yeah.
You're a creep, dude.
Did he hit on you, Mac?
No.
Okay, because he was hitting on everybody in the bar. I think at one point in time, Joey Chestnut came up to me. I'm like, whoa, hey, Joey, what's going on? Do you want my picture? No, I don't want your picture.
Yeah, he was tanked.
Somebody says, Dusty's had one hell of a year. Don't forget Springfield. We did not forget Springfield. Lusty Likens. Okay, there you go. I did not hear Gold tell the story, so I don't know what his version of the story was, but we'll have him on the show a little bit later today about 9:17 for Golden Locks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Gold needs to lock it up. You know, leaving your boy out of here hung to dry. But, you know, that's how it works in this industry. We kid. We have fun. We're still best friends at the end of the day. Someone who's not best friends at the end of the day is Sharon Moore out of Michigan. The story that breaks yesterday, which is the head coach was fired from his duties. Originally, this is, I think, the timeline I can go along if I got it accurate.
Okay.
The staff and players had a meeting he was not invited to.
That was like at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he was brought in individually and fired because people talk, right, Alex? And people find out things. They'd find out that he was committing adultery and sleeping with a staff member.
I think it all came from the DoorDash driver, right? Like that guy kind of pulled the wool out.
And so then, that happens. He's relieved of his duties. Once that's found out, he then, like a moron, drove to her house. Then threatened violence on he and her with a knife to his neck, threatening to kill them both. And then his wife turns over his location via cell phone. They find his location at a church where he is then arrested and now in custody.
Mm-hmm.
We find out some other stories that he had a baby with this lady, and then they had gotten an abortion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wild story. And he's out as Michigan's head coach. That vacancy is now open, and now all the theories roll around who will take that job. But the main point of the story is yesterday, when you do bad things can happen. And when you're an idiot and you try to take people's lives, well, then you're going to go to jail. Right. And that's exactly what happened.
You know, it's one thing to commit adultery and to lose your job. It's another thing to go and take it to the next step that Sherrod Moore did yesterday. And that was, you know, a day filled with bizarro stories, right? Like yesterday, it just kept going and going and going with this guy. And every 5 minutes, there was a new detail and something different that appeared on the Twitterverse. And I'm like, oh, boy, Twitter's all over this one. I mean, they started putting out her employment records and how she made $55,000 last year. And this year, she's now making $90,000, right?
It's a decent bump.
It's a 55% bump or something like that they said. It was a crazy bump
in
salary.
Don't make it obvious.
I mean, but you start looking back on this kind of stuff. Now there's other stories coming out. We'll talk more about it with Ben Maller. There may be some heat coming for the athletic director as well. A lot of people say maybe he knew about this kind of stuff and was trying to hide it, you know, before. Not trying. I'm trying to be, you know, so I don't get sued.
Boss new contract. You got to... $60,000 bonus. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dusty's gone.
but you start to line up the dots and everything. And if this athletic director was complicit in all this, it was trying to hide. This is the problem that I have with high level professional sports, collegiate sports and pro sports, is that these people do horrible, horrible things. And yet everybody wants to cover it up because they can throw a ball, catch a ball, hit a ball, pitch a ball, whatever the case may be, slap a puck. It doesn't matter. Like we are in the business of, oh, because you're good at sports, we're going to try to cover all this stuff up. Mm-hmm. And look at where it got Michigan yesterday by doing all of that and covering all of that up for however long it's been going on. Obviously, for a while, she got a $45,000 raise at the end of last year to this year. So you would think about this time last year they knew. And all of a sudden, you're giving somebody in your office a $45,000 raise from 55 to 90. That's not going to draw a red flag from somebody, you know, inside the athletic department, the CFO or whoever it is. But they're all complicit together. All these athletic departments are corrupt, man. That's why I hope these BlackRock companies, these private equity groups come in, because when they do, like that's going on at Utah, and invest in these athletic departments, there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are stealing money and salary from these athletic departments that do nothing, that are going to lose their jobs. And they need to get rid of all of that low-hanging fruit, streamline these athletic departments, and stop wasting money, because college athletic departments are the biggest wastes of money this side of the government. I mean, it is insanity and a sin for how much money these college athletic departments, you know, waste every single day on nonsensical stuff and paying hangers-on to just be there and do all that kind of stuff. So Michigan, man, they're going to go through a lot, but that doesn't mean that job still isn't one hell of a job, you know?
No doubt. I mean, it's definitely, especially where I think today or in the next coming days, the AD ought to be worried about his gig as well.
Absolutely. I think he's going to be kind of, you know, on the next, you know,
what do they say?
I
bring this line up all the time from Casino. Either you're too dumb to realize it or you're in on it. Yep. Either way, you got to go.
You got to go. Like, that's exactly right.
That's, you know, I think that could be the next thing coming, because that's what we saw yesterday. Once kind of the smoke had settled in this story and we kind of knew all the main details, it was like, also the AD at Michigan might not be having a job much longer either. You're like, right, well, yeah. Yeah. So this is some interesting news. This comes from Mick Akers. I don't know who he is, but he's on Twitter. Looks like he's a sports business and a transportation journalist at Las Vegas. Allegiant Stadium was the highest grossing stadium in the United States and second in the world in 2025, according to Billboard magazine. Mm-hmm. Allegiant Stadium earned over $281 million in gross revenue between October 24 and September 25.
That's free money for the Raiders to go out there and spend on free agents.
I was just trying to tie that into yesterday.
Yeah, but that's why the Chiefs need a new stadium, and that's why they should build a brand new stadium.
$281 million.
That's 280. Now they have to spend that money, right? It's also Las Vegas. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But if you build these destination stadiums, then the people come to you, and you can have those events and make that money and do all that kind of stuff. The Raiders right now, you talk about an influx of cash that they're going to have. That money that they made right there, I mean, that's free money. They can go out there and get into bidding wars now for quarterbacks, because we've known for a long period of time the Raiders have been broke as a franchise, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's always talked about that.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, but now they've got all this money coming in, and that's why we need the new stadium for the Chiefs, because now you're competing with the Raiders, you're competing with the Chargers, and the Denver Broncos are getting ready to bring their new stadium on board as well. So you're going to have three teams in your division that have so many different and better revenue streams than you. You're behind the eight ball. football. I feel like if the Chiefs don't go into Kansas and build that new stadium, they're not doing themselves the best service to set them up for success, because the three other teams in your division all have brand new stadiums now and all brand new revenue generators. That's just 1 year alone that that stadium made almost $300 million.
Coming up, it's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing and Liberty, and also Mac Morey, brought to you by Fesco and Dusty, here with One Word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
It is time to talk to our friend Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, I'll tell you, we start with the biggest news of the day, of the night, of what happened yesterday. Sherrone Moore over at Michigan, man. What a wild story. What's your take on this one?
Hey, they say the naked city doesn't sleep, and I was up all night. I could not get enough of this story. It's amazing. Like, that's got to be, in my life, that's got to be in the top five in sports, worst days you could possibly have. He started out as the head coach at Michigan. By the end of the day, he was in police custody, and he had lost out on $14 million. And you got to think his entire like marriage and all that, that's all over too. I mean, that's like the worst possible day you could have, and it was all captured in real time. The vibe I got, I want to see if you agree with me on this, Bob, was Manti Te'o. Remember when that story broke that day? Like, every couple of minutes, you're refreshing, you're trying to get new information, and there was something new. The only difference is I think these are actually real people, unlike that. But it's the same thing. It was like the feeding frenzy. It's like people are leaking stuff. You're getting text messages about this, that, and the other thing that are popping up online. You don't even know. By the end of the day, I didn't know it was real. We were texting each other a little bit, Bob. I was like, I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know if I should go with that. Like the woman who was involved, the other woman, like her father works in the NFL. So, I mean, that was out there. It's just bananas. It was like Jerry Springer meets Big Ten football. Crazy. Well,
and that's what happens, Ben Maller, as he's brought to you by The Landing and Liberty. It's one of those deals where stuff like this happens and then the internet starts digging. It reminds Dusty and I all the time of that documentary that came out on Netflix, Don't Mess with Cats, you know? And those people go behind the scenes and they start doing all the Lord's work for everybody and they break these cases wide open. That's what yesterday was like for me.
Yeah, it was very similar. I agree. Like, because I saw the story. I woke up, and I sleep during the day because I do the overnight show. So I woke up, and I got a few text messages that Sherrone Moore was out at Michigan. So I thought, okay. And I read the first version of the story. I said, okay, well, that's not good. And then I went on with my day. And then it's like people start texting me, like, wait a minute, I missed that. And then I picked up my phone, and I was like, I could not get enough of it. I spent about 2.5 hours just refreshing my phone trying to find information. But initially I thought, okay, that's it. He did something he shouldn't have done. And bad job by him, but he'll get another job. And then by the end of the day, I was like, okay, who's going to hire him? He better get a job with the Chargers or else good luck. And now what does Michigan do? Like, the whole carousel thing's over with.
Well, yeah, that's the best part about it. Kalen DeBoer to Michigan, and then Lane Kiffin leaves LSU and goes to Alabama. I got my fingers crossed for this.
Oh man, that would raise this up. It's already like 1 to 10, the Sherrone Moore story, because we're not involved, of course. If we were involved, we wouldn't say this. But 1 to 10, it's like a 27. You know, it's like it's just absolutely crazy. And you want to bet what happens with him? Let me guess. Rehab? What do you think? He's going to go to like some kind of rehab or something like that? Alcohol or something? I don't know. That's the first thing they tell you to do. Got to clean up your reputation and blame it on something else. And maybe he does have a problem. I don't know. But that's going to happen. And then, obviously, Michigan's going to hire their coach. And then now there's some rumors. One of my callers who's in Michigan in Ann Arbor called me overnight and said the athletic director is in trouble at Michigan. So this could be a two-for-one situation that since Jim Harbaugh went to Michigan, I think they've had 7 people arrested in the football program. That doesn't seem particularly good. What do I know? I just do an overnight show, so it doesn't seem great to me. But, so this could be just the beginning. And most of the time, I believe in the iceberg theory that we're only getting about 10% of what's actually going on. There's a lot more stuff under the surface, and it just depends how much of this stuff's going to come out. But I'm there. I'm going to get a big bucket of movie theater popcorn, and I'm going to enjoy what's coming next.
Yeah, Ben, I think it's interesting, too. You look at, you know, since Jim Harbaugh left, what the coaching carousel has been at Michigan. I ask because I do want to know what your opinion is, because I think we both kind of, like, lean towards this way. Is this the door that opened? Like, you know, we talk about the show Stranger Things a lot, or I guess I do, and it's all about portals and doors. Stranger things have happened. We're in strange times in Michigan. Is this the portal that opens it up for John Gruden?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I think that the problem there is they're going to try to hire somebody who's clean, right? That's no skeletons. I don't even think that exists anymore. But they're going to try to find someone that's like, you know, and this guy, Sherrone Moore, by the way, was, you know, he was acted very religious. Obviously, everyone's got a good side and a bad side, right? There's two sides to everybody. I think Gruden, even though it's email stuff, I think he's got too much baggage for... I'd love to see it, though. I'm right there with you, Dusty. I thought Gruden was going to get one of those SEC jobs, like the Arkansas job or something like that that was open up, or the Florida job, and nobody's willing to touch him. He's still too toxic, but that would be the perfect guy for a couple years. The energy that he would bring... and the excitement that he would provide, that'd be a perfect hire for them.
Talking with Ben Maller, and Ben, as all this is going on in Indianapolis, a 45-year-old is coming out of retirement to play quarterback who hasn't played in 5 years. Did you think the Philip Rivers stuff was a joke, too?
Yeah, I did. I thought when somebody sent me that, I was like, okay, that's funny. You know, I thought it was like Sports Talk Barry or one of those satire sites on social media. But I like it. I love the fact that we were all praising Jim Irsay's daughter, saying she's different, you know. No, she's the daughter. She's following in the footsteps of her old man. You know, the old man's across the pearly gates, but she's doing – that's a Jim Irsay move. That is a total Jim Irsay move. The guy that hired Jeff Saturday to be the head coach off television and high school football and all that. And, you know, listen, it's great. The only problem with this Disney movie is Philip Rivers is not a good big game. He's not even a Hall of Famer. People are talking about him delaying his Hall of Fame resume. He's not even a Hall of Famer. He was a stat compiler with the Chargers who was never an All-Pro. Like, I don't want to bury the guy, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And so if the Colts were to actually win something, then that would put him in the Hall of Fame. But, hey, I'll be watching. I was not planning on watching the Seattle Indianapolis game in the rain in Seattle this weekend, but I will be watching. I'll be flipping to that game when I'm sitting on my tuchus, you know, with the magic box. I'll be watching that because of Rivers. I better watch it early, though, because I don't know that it'll be there past halftime.
I think the biggest story, Ben, this weekend is Josh Allen. I think he is the focal point of the NFL at this point, with Mahomes basically taking a back seat this year, the Chiefs in there. You know, failure of a season, technically not over, but it's Drake May, it's Josh Allen. Drake May wins the last game. I know Drake May is good, but again, Drake May is not Josh Allen, at least not yet. And this is a year in which no Burrow, no Lamar, no Pat, nothing in your way. You're the old man in the room. It's all kids around you, except Aaron Rodgers. But is Josh Allen, is it this year or never for Josh Allen?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, Dusty. You look at the field, and we've talked about it every week. I come on here on Thursdays, and it's like there's no real dominant team in either conference, but they're just in the AFC. To get back to go to Northern California for the Super Bowl if you're the Buffalo Bills. The issue with Josh Allen, though, is not Josh Allen. It's the defense. They're not that great defensively in Buffalo. And Josh Allen's had some big turnover games. But ultimately, yeah, if they don't get it done this year, it's like, are they going to fire the coach, the head coach? Going to make some changes to the roster? They obviously have to make some changes. But you know, things are not good in Buffalo when they brought in a wide receiver who asked to be released by the Saints and then signed a guy who retired before even reporting to the Bills. So they were literally digging in the dumpster to try to find guys to fill out the roster, which, you know, what do I know? Doesn't seem like a great idea. It doesn't seem like they have a lot of confidence in the roster based on the moves the Bills front office was making after the trade deadline.
Yeah, and we may not see Joe Burrow to kind of pick up on Dusty's point a little bit, maybe after this year. I mean, that reflective press conference yesterday has to put the fear of God into the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I think he's going to ask for a trade. You can't walk away from $275 million contract, right? I don't buy that. I think he would demand a trade somewhere. I tossed out the rumor about the Rams because they have 2 first-round picks in next year's draft, and Stafford could retire at the end of the year, and so he wants to win. You can come to L.A., but and then there's other possibilities, obviously, also. So I do think he'll not be in Cincinnati. If this continues the way it's going, why would you want to stay there? But here's the problem with that. He was the one campaigning to sign T. Higgins, and he was the one, you got to sign my guys. And for the most part, the Bengals actually did. My entire life, the Bengals have been the Roach Motel. They actually spent some money, and it doesn't matter, and it still stink. So what good did that do?
Yeah, it does give Andrew Luck vibes, but I also just think that's Joe Shiesty, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. I think he's just, I think, like we talked about earlier about, you know, people being fake and not being real. I think that, you know, it's fine to say stuff like that. I mean, I know people are going to take it and run with it however they want, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I think he's right. Look, the guy's had, what, 6 injuries in 7 years? They've all been somewhat, like, kind of catastrophic. You had 2 ligament injuries in your knee. You had turf toe, which wasn't super serious, but the wrist injury. But I also think that it's just a guy being raw and open and honest, and I don't think that we see that a lot in sports, let alone, like, in life. Like, you walk by guys in the office, Ben, and they're like, hey, how you doing today? And they're like, ah, another day in paradise. That guy might be getting ready to go through a divorce. You don't know. Or there's the guy that's like, ah, you know, just kind of down. And it's either up to us to kind of ask the question or not, or just let it play out and take our own opinion. So I kind of think he's just being an honest human being, and I think that just depends on – it is – I will say this. There is a little bit of a minor orange flag when you see a guy come back. You think everything's great, just has probably the game that ruined the season and the worst second, you know, 2 plays of his life. But I don't know if it's walking away, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna walk away. Although the one thing that did annoy me, and by the way, you're much more trusting, Dusty. I think everyone that talks, I think they're giving us a version of the truth, not the whole truth. Even Joe Burrow. But line he said,
I still think there's BS in that pie, but I think there's more truth to it than the normal pie that we are spoon fed, if that makes sense.
I got you. Yeah, but his line about if it's not fun, why am I doing this? Like, it's work. They don't, it's that, I mean, you have a much easier, try working in the sewer. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy, but you know, compared to most jobs, you've got a pretty good job. Like you make a ton of money. You practice a couple hours a day. You play one day a week. You play in the game. I mean, that's in terms of if you were to look at the big board of fun, that's pretty high up on the big board of fun. Even when you're on a bad team, it's still, you hang out with your buddies, you know, you're traveling around the country. That seems like it's pretty high up on the big board of fun.
A lot more fun than what's going on in Michigan.
Well, they were having a lot of fun, Dusty, in Michigan, but, you know, a little too much.
A little too much. Ben, before we let you go, who wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go to Vegas and I'm going to bet all my money because I have all the answers, Bob.
That's right. Why
doing an overnight show, I have all the answers, clearly.
Well, enjoy your weekend of Army, Navy, and college basketball and the NFL, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where right now Biggs Bob's Pretzel is outselling the Ben Maller chicken fingers. Ooh. At a rate of 3-1.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a numbers. Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin.
Rubbing it in that I can't whistle, is that what it is?
I didn't know you couldn't whistle.
I used to be able to whistle, and then I couldn't anymore.
You can't anymore?
Yeah.
It's an annoying habit. People hate whistlers.
Yeah.
I know, that's me.
People hate whistlers, they hate ice chompers, they hate smackers of gum and soup sippers.
I'm an ice chomper.
I do like to chomp a little ice. You know, they always say you're a little frustrated in the bedroom if you're chomping ice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I haven't chomped ice in a while.
I just want to win, Jen. Chomping ace.
Jumping ace. All right, Joe Burrow, you guys talked about it with Ben Maller. Just his press conference had some weird vibes. Let's listen to a little bit of it and go one word.
No, it certainly doesn't change my desire to win. You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and If it's not fun, then what am I doing it for?
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or of time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career, I think. And I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body. So just trying to have fun doing it again.
You talked. See, if you seem like there's something on your mind, or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above.
One word there, all of the above, when asked about if that was personal related or football.
Reality is the first word that I use. Like, we got a real glimpse into a football player yesterday. 99.99999% of the time they stand up there and they tell you it's one day at a time, and they give you a cliche and you don't hear anything and don't care about anything and whatnot. And then you have a guy open up to you like that. If nobody in that organization has talked to him and approached him and comforted him after that press conference, that Bengals organization sucks. And they should all be embarrassed in public, because that was a cry for help if I've ever seen one by somebody. And I say reality because the reality is, a lot of times guys play sports because they're good at it, not because they love it, right? And that's what they're capable of doing, and that's what they do better than anything else on planet Earth. But it doesn't mean they're having a lot of fun doing it. And it sure sounded like Joe Burrow is at kind of a crossroads, guys, with where he is and what he wants to see. So it was deep yesterday for me with him.
Yeah, deep's a good word. Honesty is a word I'd use. Reflection is a word I would use. I think it's kind of vague. Like, no one really had a follow-up question like, well, are you not having fun anymore? It's like basically telling you, like, hey, here's how I feel. This is what's going on. Like, if I stop having fun, then I'll stop playing football. You do kind of, like, we talked with Ben Maller, get the vibe of Andrew Luck there. But again, I don't think that's what it is. Because I don't think he's had, like, concussions. It's been, like, you know, knee surgeries and Achilles and wrists and turf toe. It's not like it. And maybe it's.
That's,
you know,
a lot, dude. When you just named all that, I'm holy cow, sure. That's right. It's like every year.
Yep. Yeah, so that would be my one word, is just honesty. Good for him to let it out.
Yeah. This was his first fully healthy offseason as a pro. And then, of course, we know what happened once the regular season began. Another injury for Joe Burrow. That wasn't the only NFL player to get real. Our guy, Travis Kelce, on his podcast, he didn't speak to the media after the game, but had some time to think about it. And this is what he said on his New Heights podcast, just talking about, well, maybe I don't have all the answers that I used to.
Like, I've always had the answers in years past, and this year, I just can't find them. And I keep thinking, if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
The one word for me is time. You heard right there Travis Kelce basically telling us, in my opinion anyway, I've reached the end. Everything that I used to be able to do, I can't do anymore. Every time I used to be able to find solutions, I could. Now I can't. That's the realization that it's time to step aside. It's time to go on to that next chapter of your life.
My one word is reality. And I think that's what's hit Travis Kelce, is that doesn't mean that I think that he's 100% done. But if you want to play the Joe Burrow audio and dive into what he's trying to say, and then you listen to that audio and try to hear what he's trying to say, I would say that, yeah, that's where it is. I can't fix all the problems I used to be able to fix. I'm trying to do this. It's not working. And then you see the demeanor on his face, and you're like, man.
And then you hear Danon the other day, birthday boy Danon Hughes, talk about watching Travis before the game and him seeing him kind of take it all in. And then you hear that on the podcast yesterday. Like, if and when Travis retires at the end of the year, I don't think anybody should act surprised and, oh my God, I didn't see this one coming. No, it's been coming probably now for an entire year, and now he's in that reflective mode. Now he only has two more games left at Arrowhead, this Sunday and Christmas Day, and then that's it. So if you're going to one of the next two home games, man, keep your eyes on Travis, because it may be the last time you get that opportunity to see him at Arrowhead Stadium as a player.
How about the biggest story of yesterday? It's bled into today. Still the biggest story right now. One word on the Michigan coach situation with Sharon Moore. If you don't know, then I don't know where you've been. But basically, it's somewhat still alleged that he did have an affair. He is married with two kids. And in that affair, this woman got pregnant as a Michigan staffer, forced her to have an abortion. And then this all came out and went to her house and threatened to harm himself and her. And now he is in custody. One word on Sharon Moore.
Tragic is the word that I'm going to use there, because there's many lives that have been affected by this. A lot of this stuff obviously did not need to happen, but it goes back to the tragedy of the way that we raise athletes up in our world and create situations where we're always going to be there to bail them out of tough situations. And then they get into stuff like this and they've never had to pay consequences. They never had to suffer repercussions or, you know, suffer consequences for their actions. And now we're here and this is what it leads to. A lot of this stuff can be stopped by not giving athletes free passes their entire life with grades or whatever the case may be, so they can play on Friday night. Because the more you do, the more you get away with, the further you think you can push the envelope. So it's tragic to me.
My one word would be help. I think that's what this man needs. This is not the end of your life. This is not the end of your world. We're all sinners. We're all going to sin. The goal in life is to sin less, right? You're not going to be sinless your whole life, but sin less. And that's something that this man needs to figure out. He's still under the age of 40.
Yeah.
Yes, this is probably the end of your coaching career and anything like that, but it's not the end of your life. Get help, seek help, ask help. That goes out to anybody out there. It's never this bad. It's never this bad. No. You've got options. You've got ways to seek things out. And you just don't put other people's lives in your hand. Just don't do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. And we'll take you on the text line, too. If you need to reach out, man, we're here for you guys and gals and whatnot. And you can send us DMs. I've talked to a lot of people DM on Twitter and whatnot. If you have something bothering you, you need to have a conversation, feel free to shoot a text in, and one of us will answer it and send it back and, you know, figure out how you're doing. And, you know, always know that you've got the three of us. If you're going through tough times, you can always reach out. And Sharon Moore obviously needs the help. I think Joe Burrow needs to talk to somebody too and have a real conversation about, you know, what's important in life right now. And for Joe Burrow, football just may not be important. Maybe playing for Cincinnati's not important for him anymore too.
Coming up next, Smash or Pass. It's brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more. Online at Shawnee Mission Ford. Remember, when you hear the sounder, call number 5, tell Mac he's awesome and that you love him. And you have a chance to get a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu as we get into Smash or Pass on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Now remember, and I hope a lot of you are out there like a lot of people say they are, where you are pumping up your gas, or maybe you got your window down for some fresh air because you let a little toot out or something like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't stand your own brand, but when you hear this...
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
When you hear that in the next 5 or 6 minutes, you will be caller number 5. You have to do two things. You have to tell Mac that he's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
And that you love him. Because we know he's the favorite on the show. There's no secret.
Yeah, come on. No. Runaway.
There's no secret.
Yeah, right.
Heavy is the head who wears the crown, Mac. So, Smash or Pass, where we do some meats and some veggies and some food. Would you smash or pass? A lot of these you can find on X because we just get bored in the garage and all of a sudden we're like, dude, would you smash these? Meat pie.
It is basically take your fruit pie and stuff it with meat.
That's a pass. Are
you
in or
did you see the picture?
I immediately why I said pass.
Okay, yeah, it's a pie.
Have you seen Sweeney Todd?
Yeah.
That's what makes me think.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I get
There's
that.
There's a finger somewhere in there.
I understand
or a
that.
Fingernail.
Yeah, it's ground meat with potatoes and onions baked in a pie crust, and you slice it like a pie. I would think with some brown gravy on top of that, be pretty damn good. I mean, you don't like meatloaf, so I understand why you would pass on that one. I would smash that. I would absolutely. I don't want to make that thing because it looks too complicated with the pie crust and all the meat and all that. But I would smash that if somebody served that to me with some brown gravy on top.
Yeah, that looks good. Some ground pork, some onions, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, some ground cloves, some mashed potatoes. Yeah, I'm in.
You're in on that. Yeah, that's a nice, like, I feel like a nice cold day dish, you know?
Party meal.
Yeah.
Ugh. What is this? Mincemeat pie is awesome. It's like the ultimate pot pie.
I've never had mincemeat pie before.
There's probably a reason for that.
Yeah.
I like those. Have you gotten the shepherd's pie from Costco that's the size of
your I've gotten that
wheel?
One time. Yeah, yeah.
Whew. Meat pie is big in England. That's why they serve it all the football games. Oh, well. They also serve baked beans on top of toast for breakfast.
Beans and toast?
Yeah. Cheeky. This one comes from Cuisines on Twitter. You can find it. Babe, dude. All right. Never mind. Back to it.
Smash.
Hot honey pepperoni pizza grilled cheese sandwich. Can we all say it at the same time? One, two, three.
Smash. The only I wish it wasn't called a grilled cheese because I don't eat grilled cheese, the normal grilled cheese, but this isn't a grilled cheese. This is a pepperoni and cheese sandwich that's covered in cheese and then covered in pepperoni, drizzled with more honey, covered with cheese. It's like that standard hot honey pizza, you know, type thing. They got the cup pepperonis on the outside of the sandwich. The pepperoni and other meat is stuffed inside the sandwich.
Did that not go on at the worst possible time, right when the babe's starting to cook it? Is that is that prosciutto?
It's prosciutto. It's
mozzarella.
Yes. I mean, it is just.
Lays the hot honey.
Yeah. Look at that beautiful cross section.
I mean, the cheese on top, the cupped pepperonis, it's all cooked on a flat top, then drizzled with hot honey.
Classic honey.
Classic, yeah. It just looks incredibly awesome.
Are you a cup pepperoni guy?
I love cup pepperoni.
Me too. Yeah.
It's a niche.
I love it.
If you have cupped pepperoni, I am buying your pizza. I'm just a sucker for that. There's like certain things I'm like, I'm in.
All right, I'm going to piece of Tassio later today, and I'm going to get the cup pepperoni.
There you go.
I'm not doing that. Have you ever had beans on toast? No, I'm not. And nor have I. And of course, the common text, you've just never had the right meatloaf. I get it. This comes from the Buffalo Bills. This is a no for me, dog. It is a frosted flake, crusted chicken breast between Belgian waffles and drizzle with a sriracha maple syrup. Pass. A, it's too much. B, it's sweet and salty. C, I'm good.
I would take the sriracha maple syrup off and just go with a normal maple syrup. I'd take a bite of that. That's about all I would do probably on that. And then it's going to taste really good and I'd finish the entire thing.
Exactly. One bite, you're going to love this. I'm smashing. I will say at a football game, though, I'm not ordering
especially
this.
Buffalo.
It's hard to eat that. Yeah.
Just give me a sandwich. I mean, something quick.
Especially as Dusty was saying, this time of year, you got your gloves on. How are you eating inside the stadium?
Sure,
I mean, it's impossible.
Trash can right outside the line.
That's true. Yeah.
So my buddy's dad used to do all the time. They would never sit in their seats. They would give us the tickets and we'd go into the game. We'd sit in their seats. They would buy like 15 beers and put them on top of the trash can and watch the Chiefs game on the TV. And just pound beers right by the
trash. That's awesome.
Yeah, frat dads,
dude. That's hilarious.
Like, straight up.
What year was that?
Probably 2003.
Yeah, that was one good year to watch. But most of that probably
it was between 2003 and 2006.
Yeah, if you got after 2003, it was probably like, we don't want to watch this crap.
Boys, go enjoy the seats.
Stand by the trash can.
Go enjoy the seats, boys. Papo's Pizza and Lee Summit has an amazing hot honey pepperoni pizza. Got to try it. I will have to do that.
Well, it's the standard, you know.
Of course.
Dusty,
do you
have the same palate as Gold? Are you kidding me? That is the worst text I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Yeah. No.
No.
He's not 10.
I just don't like sweet and salty. Yeah, I don't think mashed potatoes get served on ice. So you guys, you said you would smash eventually, right?
Eventually, yeah, probably.
Farewell season, Bud Light, a Blizzard brew coming to Buffalo Bills fans. I don't want to drink that. That sounds like depression in a can.
They're taking the snow that fell earlier at the stadium this year, and they're using it in the beer.
That's right.
I think it's cool. I think it's a cool novelty thing. If I was in Buffalo, I would buy that.
Would you drink it, though? So then you're passing if you wouldn't drink it.
I'd take a sip just to see what it tastes like, but I'd have it for the can. I'd buy a six-pack, keep one can,
keep one can.
Drink one, and then pass the others
sounds
out.
Like something that would be on the Hereford House menu.
And the can itself is really cool. It says it's the white Bud Light
can.
Yeah,
the can Blizzard looks cool.
Yeah, the can is really cool. So,
yeah, what do we got here? A couple Bills fans. People rooting for Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl over here.
Can it says farewell season on it. Brewed with snow from Orchard Park for one last sip of the Bills Mafia tradition. They call it Blizzard Brew, you know?
No, that is cool.
Yeah, it's unique. It probably doesn't taste any different, but it's all about the marketing and the can and all that kind of stuff. I think they did a really nice job with that at Bud Light.
I've got a non-food Smasher Pass for you guys. We talked about it off the air before the show started. We obviously been talking about this team needs some wide receiver help, right? Mike Evans is a free agent after the season. Would you Smasher Pass Mike Evans?
How old is he?
He'll be 30.
Same age as Mahomes, right?
Is he? I was going to say a little older. I was going to say 33.
Same age as Kelsey.
Okay, yeah. So
no, not 36. Gosh, he came out in the Manziel draft, right?
He'll be 33 next year. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's desperation to me.
You know what? Honestly, I'll smash.
Okay.
Because what do you need? You need a 6'5 guy that doesn't need to go out there and do everything great, just needs to be inside the 20.
Yep.
Watch him tonight on the broadcast on Thursday Night Football. Mike Evans will be out there, 100%. But he'll be most effective when Baker sees the 25-yard line and moving forward to the end zone. Over the top, snag. And he's only really been injury-prone this year and a little bit last year. Because remember, he had 10 straight years of 1,000 yards receiving.
I mean, I would like him as a throw-in, if you get what I'm saying. Like, that can't be your only addition.
It's also got to be cheap.
It can't be the only move that you make. Oh, we signed Mike Evans. Nah, that doesn't count.
No, but he could be like the back end of all the moves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's and Mike Evans.
And Mike Evans?
Right. Yeah, cool. I'm cool with that because they need to address the wide receiver position from top to bottom. That whole position needs to be stripped.
Yeah, he can't be the plan.
No. No. And that's kind of my fear a little bit is that they bring him in. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Or D or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, but that means you've got a lot more work to do, you know, this offseason, whether it's trading Rashee Rice or, you know, getting a wide receiver in the draft or, you know, making another trade for a wide receiver, whatever it is, man. The Chiefs are going to have to be active this offseason. And the interesting part, though, is how many teams are going to want to be active with the Chiefs. I mean, we've known that a lot of teams aren't trading. Well, but now that they've got it, they want to keep them down. So why am I going to do anything to try to help you get better? So they're going to have to attack this offseason probably like they've never attacked an offseason before. And if Mike Evans is part of it, I'm fine. If he's the only one, I'm not satisfied.
You thought Mac freaked out on the live stream when they got DeAndre Hopkins midseason. Imagine what Mac would do if they got Mike Evans midseason.
Let's go.
I know that I'm hard.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! That's right. Call number 5. You got to tell Mac he's awesome and that you love him. You got a chance at a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu because that was Smasher Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Two locations, and also there on 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf, and Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more, online at Shawnee Mission Ford. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into the story of the day and yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't.
You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.